Talking today with Fred Nelson, former Manhattanite who achieved national notoriety a couple weeks ago by being on Jeopardy. Fred, good morning.
Good morning, Dave, and good morning to all my friends and family back home in Kansas.
Well, let's talk a little bit first about your connections here. You and I go back a few ways, and you go back a few years with a lot of people around here. You know, and you talked about, you know, when you were on the show with Alex about, you know, working in some retail stores here and then eventually getting into education. And are you from Manhattan originally?
So, you know, I was born in Kansas. I actually grew up in Smolin. Many of you and your
I know Smolin well.
It's home of former Governor Harlan. Grew up there. I grew up on a farm. Went to high school in Lindsberg, Little Sweden. Worked in Salina. That was probably one of the first jobs I had outside working at home on the farm. Went to college at Marymount in Salina for a couple of years, and then decided I wanted to, you know, go to work and do some things like that. Got a job working for Zales Jewelers in Salina, became a manager for them, moved around a little bit, did pretty well, and then got fired because I'm not a good business person. So
I love that story.
Yeah, you know, Alex was on the show was interested in finding out how all that worked out. A few years later, I'd gotten a job working for Hardee's, the fast food place that doesn't exist too much anymore in Kansas, I don't think. But I managed the Hardee's over on West Anderson in Manhattan, across from where Alco was. And that was really where I got to know a lot of folks in Manhattan, because I would have a group of retired folks from the west side of Manhattan that would come in for coffee every day. And I really got to know a lot of them and made a lot of friends then. That was really where I made some of my first friends that were involved in community theater in Manhattan. People like Pat Weisenberger and Rick Shandline, all of those folks like that, Larry Marcellus, those are like legends in Manhattan community theater. And I met them because they came into my restaurant at Hardee's and coffee. And we sat down and started talking. And they said, you know, you ought to get involved in this community theater thing. It's a lot of fun. And that became a very interesting thread in my life. Well, eventually, you know, what happened is I wasn't really very good at managing a restaurant. And so I got fired from Hardee's. But as I told Alex, every time I would get fired, the management would promote somebody I had trained into my old job. So I figured I was probably a pretty good teacher. So I went to K-State and said, I want to be a teacher. And the rest is history. That's been the best decision I ever made, based on getting fired. So I went to K-State, said I want to be a teacher, became a science teacher. My first job, got a job even before I graduated. My first job was at Highland Park High School in Topeka, taught there for 2 years, then was able to get a job at Manhattan High School. And I taught there for 7 years and loved every single minute of it. It was such a great experience.
When were you at Manhattan?
One of the cool things was, what?
When did you teach in Manhattan?
Yeah, I taught there from 99 to 2006.
Okay.
And at that time, I got to get reacquainted with lots of old friends. Linda Utoff is one of my closest friends. And so when I got the job there, she asked if I wanted to work and help her out with some of the theater program work. And so I got to direct a play every year and got to do a lot of work with the theater program, and it was just the best of worlds when I was teaching there. But eventually, you know, our youngest daughter had graduated from high school and had her first year of college under her belt successfully, and my wife Lori and I decided we wanted a little bit of an adventure, so we moved to Florida. And I got a job there teaching in higher education, working in teacher education, and just found that was an amazing experience. I was able to connect to young people that wanted to be teachers. And so went to the University of Florida, go Gators, and got my doctorate, and then ended up looking for another job. So we moved to California, and I teach at Fresno State and get to work with amazing students there that want to be teachers. So it's been a fantastic journey. All of it facilitated because I got fired from Hardee's.
Little blessings, right? Little blessings.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly. Unanswered prayers.
Yeah, we've all had some of those, Fred. We're talking with Fred Nelson, former Manhattan resident who was on Jeopardy here December 3rd and 4th, if I recall the nights correctly. And let's talk a little bit. You know, you apparently you had been such a big fan of Jeopardy over the years that that this was kind of a lifelong goal for you to be a contestant.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I can remember when I was a kid, probably 9, 10 years old, going over to a friend's house after school in Smolin and watching on TV there. Of course, it was black and white and very primitive looking compared to what it is now.
And that would have been
there
before
was probably
Alex.
Somebody back behind the scenes, way before Alex.
Yeah.
It was Art Fleming.
Yes.
Back then, who, you know, if you think about, did nowhere near the personality of Alex Trebek. But still a neat show in that it wasn't about being goofy or silly. This was about knowing things and being curious. And I thought, wow, what a neat concept. It's for about like people like me that like to read the encyclopedia for fun.
I know what that's like. We had the whole set of world books right behind our couch, and anytime something came up, Mom would say, "Well, look it up, David."
Exactly right. That was probably the best birthday Christmas present I ever got was a set of world books from my parents. And so when, you know, the show came back on in the 80s and with this new look, kind of a space age look with Alex and such, and his new personality, his quirky dry sense of humor and very fast-paced show. It's interesting. The summer when they were on hiatus from recording, they showed some of the first episodes that Alex did, and we were watching it. It's like amazing how fast-paced the show was. They even encouraged everybody to talk quickly in their responses and such. So it was really neat to see kind of the evolution of the show along the way. And then, of course, to be able to get the call and to show up on the set, it didn't really hit me what I had gone through until after it was all over. They record a week's worth of shows in one day, 5 episodes. So 3 in the morning and 2 after lunch. And they just kind of randomly draw out contestants that are there that day that they invite. They randomly draw names for who's going to appear on any given episode as the challengers. And so I didn't get picked until the next to the last show, which would be the one that would air on Thursday. And so it's in the afternoon, it's probably about 2 o'clock or so. And they'd pick my name. And so it was like, hey, you know, get made up, get wired for sound and such, and then head on up. And that's about all the warning you get, you know, get a drink of water. And then you're up on stage, and then the show goes so quickly. Even the commercial breaks that we take during recording are only about a minute. It's just enough to get a drink of water, repowder your face, and then pick up your clicker and get back into it and such. And so, and if you win, which I was fortunate enough to do my first show, then it's, okay, run and change your clothes to the bathroom, get a drink of water, do your makeup again, get back here. We got to put your microphone back on, and you're back on stage. There's not even time to think about what you've gone through until the day is over. And then it kind of hits you. It's like I'm on the Jeopardy stage as a Jeopardy champion. That was Alex that was talking to me. And you don't even think about how much money you might have won until much later when they say, we've got some paperwork for you to fill out and you'll get your money somewhere in the next 6 months. So it was pretty cool. Amazing experience.
Well, it's been probably, 3 or 4 years since I saw you and Lori last. And, Lori and I kind of keep up on each other on Facebook and you're in there. Well, more, not as sure. much as Lori and I. Lori and I went to college together. And so I've known her for, we were friends in college and I've known her for a long time. And obviously you and I become friends ever since. But, around here, it was just a fun thing that we got someone from Manhattan and then, you know, from a personal side, someone that I've been friends with. What a neat thing for people around here. And, I think that we're appreciative that you talked about that you were originally from Manhattan. That's important for you.
I was really happy to do that because, you know, as I look back, I think about where I spent a large chunk of my adult life, and that's Manhattan, Kansas. That's where I've made the closest friends that I have. That's where I met my wife. That's where we've had some of our most cherished experiences. We're in Manhattan, and that's where our kids grew up. And so I was really happy to be able to say that's where I'm from.
It's also the place where you came up with your signature karaoke song, Candyman.
That is true also. Although this is not where I came up with my dress code that I now have, which is Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, you talked about that, but I was impressed that you wore purple on Jeopardy. I think everybody around here was too.
I did. My wife helped me select that, and for that reason also. So.
Well, Fred, it's a delight to get back in touch with you and to hear of your experiences we're excited for you, we're proud of you, and when you get that check, come back and let's have a party.
I would love nothing more than to do that. We're looking forward to the time we can all be together again.
Absolutely.
First Fred's on me.
All right, there we go. Fred Nelson, Manhattanite, K-State alum, Jeopardy champion. On News Radio KNN.